I personally am very optimistic. I've spent 40 years in this business, from being a scientist to a science manager, and now working for the World Wildlife Fund as an environmental NGO. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I'm very optimistic about the potential for getting all of our fisheries in a sustainable mode. I think we have the tools now to do it. We simply need to get the knowledge of people to adopt those tools. We need to deal with some of the environmental footprint problems of fisheries, and we need to invest the right resources in it to make it happen. After 40 years, we're both closer and further away from having sustainable fisheries. I would say we're further away on a global basis because fisheries have expanded globally. They haven't been fished in a sustainable way, and so we've gone further back in that regard. But we've also learned what are the necessary things that we need to do in order to manage fisheries in a sustainable way. And so we're ahead, and many countries have adopted this new set of techniques to manage fisheries and are having great success from them. In fact, a recent paper that just came out last year, 2008, by Professor Costello, has looked at catch shares as a form of fishery management, and it performs about three times better than your standard fisheries management in terms of preventing collapsed fisheries and having fisheries in good shape. So we've come a long way. We just need to go a lot further. One of the biggest problems that fisheries faces is the fact that the world population is growing. It stands at roughly 6.7 billion people today. It was about 4 billion people when I was a kid, and so it's gone up almost 100% just in my lifetime. It's projected to go up to 10 billion by 2050, and of course, the demand for seafood is going right along with that, but the demand is actually increasing faster than the population is increasing as we learn about the positive health benefits of seafood. The key problem is that wild capture fisheries for the last decade or more have been roughly flat at 90 million metric tons. That includes freshwater as well as marine, but most of it is marine. Aquaculture has come along, and now the total seafood production in the world through 2006, which is the latest year that we have figures, is approximately 150 million metric tons. So aquaculture has come and filled a gap of about 60 million metric tons. That's about 40% of the total supply. We're working very hard to find ways to ensure that aquaculture is sustainable and environmentally sound. Public education plays a big role in conservation. We really have to have the public behind what we do. We try very hard to educate the public, but aquariums such as Aquarium of the Pacific are a linchpin in that effort. And many millions of people attend and participate in aquaria and see what can be, what has happened. They see the wonders of the sea, and it sparks their interest in conservation. And they open their wallets, they volunteer, they do a lot of things off of the great stuff that we see in aquaria. And the Aquarium of the Pacific here in Long Beach, California, is certainly one of the best.